I was over visiting with my mom and just was actually, had just prayed with her for some healing in her arm. And I was calling my sister on the with the phone because I was getting ready to take her a washing machine that I fixed up. And I'm on the phone calling my sister, and the doorbell rings. So my sister hasn't answered the phone, so I walk to the door at my mom's house and open the door, and a gentleman meets me and said, "Oh, I didn't know you were on the phone there, so I just want to leave you this card because I'm on the phone." That's kind of rude. I should have put the phone down. I shouldn't have went to answer the door with the phone in your ear. But lo and behold, it was a Jehovah Witness. And it looked like maybe a husband, wife, and then I seen two younger kids get in the car. But I told Mom, I said, "How long has it been a while since Jehovah? How long has it been?" She said, "It's been a while since they've been here, but the Lord showed me that He loves these people." Amen. You know, now we just don't let anybody in our house and fellowship and eat with us. But Jesus said, "I love all people. It's His will that none perish." That's right. Jehovah Witnesses are perished. Mormons are perishing. Because if they don't have Jesus, if they don't believe He is the Son of God, they don't have eternal life. I ain't what I said. That's what Jesus said.
That's right.
And if they're in confusion, which they are, how are they going to know the truth unless somebody says, "Hey, Jesus, the religion you're in is wrong." But you got to do it in love. You can't do it in a debate, in an argument, because they're skilled in arguments, I'm sure. You got to do it by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And He'll give you a creative way to witness. He'll show you something. He'll show you things that's happening in that person's life that only God, the true God, and His Son Jesus could help and deliver them out of. A word of wisdom, word of knowledge, that they'll say, "There is a God, and He hadn't been speaking to me like this." And see, that's how we'll turn people to the kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And it won't cost them anything. It's free. Salvation is free. The gift of salvation is free. It'll cost you a couple persecutions. It'll cost Paul a bunch of whippings and beatings. Amen. This morning, concerning our message, we're going to be, guess what, in the book of John. We've heard John all morning. John speaking loud. Amen. In our responsive reading, the last verse is the keynote scripture for the message. Amen? So I was like, yeah, Reed's got this. He heard from God today, this week. See, there's nothing here. We don't plan things here as far as Reed, you say this. Now, we plan things as far as who's going to open, who's going to minister. But the message and the way you do it, we expect you to hear from God. Because, see, that's how people get blessed. Because I want more than one person to get blessed. And if I tell everybody to do the same thing, I guess I might be blessed because everybody's listening to me. That's a poor blessing. That's a poor blessing. Amen. But when God blesses His people, everybody, say everybody.
Everybody.
Get some fruit.
Get some fruit.
I don't see no fruitcakes out here.
All right.
Anybody like fruitcake?
I do.
All right, we'll make sure we have some fruitcakes this year. Larry Mullis, we got to put some fruitcakes in them baskets. Some people like fruitcakes. Larry's shaking his head. Yeah, I think he's calling them fruitcakes. Claxton, I used to work at Harris Teeter, so those Claxton fruitcakes, people like them. Just at a certain time of year, I might eat a pinch of it, and that's good. I'm done. Till next year, give me some good old three-layer coconut cake. Man, Amelia Hager, always made one just moist. That's my wife's mother. Man, we're going to get to taste that again one day. ain't going to be no preservatives in it. It's all going to be all whatever God created, the same ingredients, but it's going to be different. Because, see, when God gets this earth, that new earth, and when Jesus comes back here, because, say, we're going to be on this earth for 1,000 years with Him, I think He's going to start some process of changing. Amen. But even Jesus can't change this earth. God says, "I got to make you a new one. Take off the old coat and put on the new." See, that new heaven and new earth is coming. This suit can't handle it. This body can't handle it. The new earth, we got to get a new one, Larry. We got to get a new one. And it's going to fit you just fine. Ain't going to be no more heavy breathing. No more sweating. Amen. That's going to be a happy day. A happy day. When we slip out of this body, whether we go by the grave or whether we go by the rapture of the church. Amen. It's going to happen.
Amen.
At the appointed time.
That's right.
What time is that, Pastor? I don't know. You have to talk to God about that. Because
right.
Jesus said when the Father tells Him, He'll tell you. But He ain't going to tell you. He's going to tell the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is going to tell you, get ready. Amen. You know, my wife, my family likes to go to Disney World. Ride all those rides. I don't. I drive. But there's coming a day, there's going to be a ride. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to pass by the Milky Way. And ain't going to be no funny feeling in my stomach. Ain't going to be no nausea in my head. Because the Holy Ghost is going to change me before that time. In the blink of an eye, going to be changed. Body's going to change. Man, that's exciting. Amen?
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yes, it is.
That's what I'm trying to express to my mother. Now, our visitor, just because you're 80, my mom's 80, but she's older than me. So unless Jesus comes by the grave, mom's going to see Jesus before I do. Amen? It's just I got to expect that. That's not a bad confession. She's got 30 years on me. See, you can look at that as a negative or a positive. She's 30 years in preparation and she's going to see Jesus before I am. See, I'm not expecting tragedy in my life. Your children should not see Jesus before you do.
Amen.
Because God gave us 80 years, promised us 80 years here on this earth. That's His promise. What happens if I fall short? It ain't God's fault. It's something I did, the devil did. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. All this is, I guess, an introduction. Amen. The Holy Ghost gives a good introduction. Sometimes I'll put an intro. Sometimes I just let Reed be the intro. Give me a drum beat. If Daniel was here, he's got to get that trumpet in here. We've got to hear that trumpet someday. Pastor Gary, I never got to hear him play his trumpet, so maybe we'll get Daniel and Dr. Price here and play a trumpet. Two trumpets. And then maybe the trumpet of heaven will sound, and we all get out of here. But until then, God wants you to be blessed here on this earth and be a blessing to somebody else. Amen. Michelle, you're going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And you're not going to do it sitting down. You're going to do it walking by faith.
God told me to try to be a blessing every day.
Amen. And you are. See, you're going to do what He said to do. Your body's going to have to line up. Situations are going to have to line up. Finances are going to have to change.
Amen.
Amen. And you and Mark, and ain't just Michelle, y'all walking together. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Y'all need to agree on that. We're going to walk. We're going to lay hands on the sick. We're going to preach the gospel. We're going to help others. That's our potential. That's what God's put on the inside of us. Our spirit ought to be doing cartwheels. Amen? So, John 16, verse 15. My iPhone wasn't working this morning. I usually do it with my phone, but it said not connected. I said, that ain't right. My phone's supposed to be connected to that thermostat. Thank God the Holy Ghost is never disconnected. There's never a little spinning wheel. Well, you know, waiting for a connection. Man, we don't have that. He's always, Holy Ghost is always on. And He's right. He's always right on. Amen. Said that way. He's always right on. Because Jesus is on. Hey, He's always right on. Because Jesus is on the throne. That even rhymes. Hallelujah. That's a right on message right there. John 16, 15 says, all things. Somebody tell me what all in the Greek means.
All
things that the Father. I'm not talking about earthly Father. I'm talking about Father Jehovah. Jehovah means the self-existing one. All by Himself, He's God. Amen? But He wasn't satisfied with that. He wanted angels. He wanted a creation. He wanted an Adam. He wanted an earth that Adam could rule and reign over. See, this is what happened in Genesis. We believe this. We just crazy enough, we believe what the Bible says. I'm just crazy enough to believe what the Bible says. See, but we're willing. We're not the crazy ones. We're peculiar, but we're not crazy. Amen?
Yeah.
So Jesus said, all that the Father's had are mine. Therefore, Jesus said, he shall take of mine and show it unto you. Who's he talking about? He shall take of mine. He's talking about the one that's going to come called the Holy Ghost. Amen? Now, if anybody wants to say God's a taker, yeah, he's a taker. He'll take of Jesus, he'll take of the Father, and he'll give it to the Holy Ghost to give it to you. That's the kind of taker our God is. He takes from his Father. Jesus said, he'll take of mine. The Holy Ghost will take of mine and he'll show it to you. What has the Father got? What has Father God in heaven got? John 16, we're going to read verses 5 through 15. Is it okay to read? Read. We done read some responsive reading. Now, when I read, I'm expecting a response. Amen? God's expecting a response when his word's being taught for change. We are subject to change. Now, Terry, you're not the subject, but you are subject to change. I'm looking at a lot of subjects out here, and I'm looking at God to change some things. Amen? Whatever you're expecting, and I'm expecting good change, the great exchange has been performed when Jesus came on that cross. John 16, verses 5 through 15, this is going to be talking about work of the Holy Ghost. The work of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, but now I'll go away to him. And if you need to go back and read chapter 16, do that after service. Don't do it now because I want you to focus on what we're reading now. But now, Jesus said, I'll go away to him who sent me. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, these things meant what he said previously, sorrow has filled your heart. In other words, Jesus said some things that he hadn't said before because he was with them. But Jesus knew by the Holy Ghost, see, he was anointed by the Holy Ghost, by God, his Father, to go to Calvary. He hadn't told us, in little ways he had made mention that he was going to do these things, but he hadn't really just sat down and said, boys, a couple of days, I'm out of here. Now he's saying some things. And he said, because he said those, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, though, he's looking past all that sorrow, I tell you the truth. So you got to look at people and you know it can bring sorrow to them. You got to tell them the truth. Because it's the truth that you tell them is going to set them free. Living in sin, like I say, is the Bible says it's enjoyable for a season. But there's a season coming you don't want them to be in. So tell them the truth. If you love them, you'll tell them the truth. Jesus loved them. I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage, Jesus says, it's going to benefit you that I'm leaving here. That I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, another word for the Comforter, another word for the Holy Ghost, he will not come to you. Why? Because he is on a directive from the Father, the Holy Ghost. He only does what he's told to do. See, he's the third part of God, of the Godhead. God said, light be. The Holy Spirit manifested light. Not the sun, not the moon. It was light. Life force. And then God created the moon and the sun and the stars. Man, there's things we don't understand in our minds yet that we're going to see and we're going to know one day. A lot of these riddles are going to be brought to pass. Amen? But God will show us things right now if we ask him, if he thinks it's really going to benefit us. See, he's not obligated to show us everything that he knows. He's obligated to show us what he said in his word, because he cannot lie. And if Jesus said, you can have this, you can have it. You can do it. That's like we don't know when Jesus is coming back because the Father hadn't told Jesus. That's only left up to the Father. There's some things you don't tell your kids. Amen? And that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Until there's a certain time that you tell them. See, there's a certain time. If we knew exactly when Jesus was coming back, how differently would we do things? We'd be like little robots. We'd be doing it because we know. Some of us would be sinning as much as we could and then repent. I'm just saying. Some people would do that. You know if you're going to get in and just call on the name of Jesus, well, if sin is pleasurable, man, I'm going to do all I can until that day, and then boom, Lord, forgive me. That ain't justice. That's kind of like if you were a kid and the teacher said, you got recess until 5 o'clock. Man, them kids are going to go full force till 5 o'clock, till 4:59. And then if the teacher said 5 o'clock, you better sit down, shut up, or come in. Amen? Because that teacher has authority. But see, that's a hypo scenario. See, God is a God of justice and order, not chaos. Amen? That would have brought chaos. But Jesus is telling them the truth. I'm going to send you the helper. He's going to come to you. But if I don't depart, Jesus said, I cannot send him to you. Verse 8. And when he has come, and he has come. Amen. On the day of Pentecost, he was fully manifested. Talking about the Holy Ghost. And he brought visible signs because they were speaking in tongues. Heavenly language. Not English, not Spanish. Now, they were speaking. There's tongues of men and there's tongues of angels. But they didn't have that tongue, those tongues, until the day of Pentecost when he was poured out from heaven. I wasn't there, but I'm a witness to it now because I got that same Holy Ghost and you do on the inside. Amen. It bears witness. Man. And some things have changed in my life. I'm talking about miraculous changes. Ask my wife. She'll tell you. She lived with me before Jesus. We lived with each other before Jesus. So we both been changed. She's still got some things God working on her, though. Well, is she here? Oh, I thought I thought children's church. She's down here, Michelle. I repent. Ruthie, you next. I'll talk about you next. Look at her shaking her head. You better not. Ruthie, uncross your arms and relax a little bit. You're cold, ain't you? I'm just picking. My family. Let laughter fill your mouths. Amen. Praise God. It's okay to have fun in church. Laugh in church. Don't laugh at the pastor. I'm not good at telling jokes unless I got it written down in front of me. Where was I at? I was looking at my notes. I was in the Bible. Verse 8, and when the Holy Ghost has come, he will convict the world. He didn't say you. He will convict the world of sin. See, his ministry is not to convict you, it's to bless you. Amen. Conviction don't bless me, amen? Now, he is there to, don't get wrong on that. If I'm doing something wrong, it's not that he's not taking a hammer to beat you. He's there to say, hey, Jesus wouldn't do that. Jesus loves you. Love wouldn't do that. See, that's different conviction than, you old rotten sinner. You are no better than that. No, I don't. I need some help in this area. See, that's what the Holy Spirit is there to help. He's a helper, not a herder. He's a helper, not a herder. There's too many people that's got hurt by what we say was the Lord. The word of the Lord would say to you. You better make sure you've been in the Word. If somebody gives you a word, don't just put it in your pocketbook and take it home with you. You make sure that's a word from God. Go to your pastor. Go to the Word first, but if it's coming from your pastor and it don't feel good, well, I wouldn't say go to your pastor yet, but go to the Word, because Jesus is your chief shepherd. Amen. And if it's a word from God, it's going to already be in your spirit. It'll be a confirmation. So the Holy Spirit, he's there to convict the world of sin. Well, I'm not in that world of sin anymore. I lost a lot of you. You lose a lot of people right there. So you saying you don't sin? Oh, yeah, I sin, but I'm not a sinner. Boy, you're preaching. You don't make sense. No, I took off the old coat, that sinner, and I put on the new man, which has been created in Christ Jesus, the spirit man. I'm not dead anymore. But I do still sin. I don't love my wife like I should. I don't do things I should say. But that doesn't make me a sinner anymore. That's just my old mind that doesn't know who I am all the way yet, right? And I say things wrong. I have to repent. But see, the difference is I want to repent. If you don't want to repent, I still say you're a sinner. You just need to get born again. And you won't have to worry about all that repenting anymore. You won't focus on the repenting. You'll focus on love, and love will cause you to repent. I won't have to make you repent. Amen?
Right.
A lot of people want to make you repent. They want to make you know of what you've done wrong. That's not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is there to convict you of how good you are through Christ Jesus, how loved you are through the Lord. And that makes you, if you show people that and encourage, you'll build people up. They'll want to serve you. I'm talking about help you at church or help you at your job. If you love on them, amen. Yes. Give them some salt. We're supposed to be salt, amen. We're supposed to be the salt of the earth, not pepper. We're not supposed to make people sneeze. Ho, ho, chew. We're supposed to be salt. Is there to season the steak? Reed, need some seasoning to make that beef taste a little bit better, right? To tenderize it, put some seasoning on it. This is what the salt, this is what the word, this is what Christians are supposed to do to one another, is season one another. They call that, when you put it in the refrigerator, marinating one another. Can we say that in church? We're supposed to marinate one another. I didn't say marry one another. Somebody said, if you're married, you stay married to the one. Marinate. We're supposed to season one another. Right? Amen?
Amen.
With the love of God. Ain't that, man, that's a message right there. Marinate one another with the love of God. Pack that thing up, seal it up, and put it away. And never unseal it. The love of God. Amen? And that's what you are. We have been sealed by the love of God, by the Holy Ghost. You are no longer, if you've received Jesus, you are no longer a sinner. Amen? You're a saint. Ain't you, Ruthie? Amen. You are precious to God in His sight.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is going to convict people of sin because they do not believe in Jesus. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be a witness that brings conviction to people that are not in the faith. Not in the faith. We're not supposed to be bringing conviction to ones that are born again. They should be knowing this. Well, we are. Holy Ghost, we're bringing conviction to them too. That, yeah, you need to get in the Word a little bit more. You want to be like that. And I was just talking about Jesse Duplantis with one of my relatives the other day, you know, and they're watching him. A lot of people, it's bad to see when somebody makes it to the top and they're, I mean, blessed. Jesse's not, he's not ashamed of the gospel. He's not ashamed to tell you how much money he's got in the bank and how much money he's making. Now, if pride was involved, it wouldn't want you to know that. But see, he's not prideful. He's just giving God the glory. See, a lot of people don't know where Jesse Duplantis came from. They just see where he's at. They didn't see when he was out preaching the gospel and the preachers wouldn't give him no money. Didn't even feed him. Jesse didn't. He didn't get offended. You know what? He just said, "I'll fast and pray, devil." Just that was just more in tune to the Spirit he was, and just delivered the message. But God has lifted him up.
Amen.
Amen. And there's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
Amen. But to see the world, Jesus said, "If the world hated me, they're going to hate your gospel of prosperity, your gospel of blessing." I'm sorry, you come too late to tell me. I'm not going to get offended. You just won't, don't have it. If you don't believe for it, you won't have it. I'm believing for it. I'm believing all that Jesus died for me to have, I want it. To help somebody else out. Amen? So, get into the Word. What does the truth say? What does the Holy Ghost say? He says in verse 10, "Because of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more." And the third thing, the Holy Ghost is there. He's going to convict the world of judgment. Or not the world, but the prince of this world.
Yeah.
The ruler of this world, which is the devil of this world, temporarily. See, he's still the ruler, even though he's been defeated. He only rules over those that are defeated. Did I say that? I don't know if I can say it again right. See, Satan is the ruler of this world, but he's only the ruler to those that are defeated. But Jesus defeated him, and I'm not defeated because I live in Christ Jesus. I'll have to get the tape to say it again, but you know what I mean? He's only the ruler of the defeated ones. I'm not defeated because Jesus defeated him, and I'm in the kingdom of God. There's a difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of light. Jesus is the king of light. Satan is the prince of darkness. So those that are still not in the kingdom of light, they're defeated by Satan. We're in the kingdom of righteousness. What is righteousness? I have right standing with God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's not my righteousness, it's His righteousness. Therefore, I stand holy. Oh, preacher, you're calling yourself holy. No, I'm calling Jesus holy, who made me holy.
Amen.
There's difference. See, there's no pride in it. There's no arrogance in that. There's no labor in that. There's a fight for it. You got to fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
It's a good fight. What is a good fight?
I win.
I win. Hallelujah. There we go. We got a winner out here. There's a lot of fights I fought. I didn't win. When I was young, date my wife, you know, you drive, we called it cruising back then, my 1967 GTO. And I had my girlfriend, you know, but then you, people say, talk about your girlfriends. You know, you just go uptown, you're just looking for trouble. Songs have been sung about, oh, looking for trouble? You came to the right place. So I try to forget them old songs. But see, the world, man, that's what the world wants. The world without Jesus. You're doing wrong, and give me a song. Give me a song for my doing wrong. And you'll make money. You'll make a lot of money off those songs. But it ain't going to get you to heaven. You might have a good time here on the earth thinking you're having a good time. But there's a hell to shun, and there's a heaven to gain. And the only way you get to heaven is in Jesus' name. Amen? And man, y'all heard me, I was on the highway to hell. Singing the song, AC/DC, me and my cousin, drinking beer, singing the song, throwing beer bottles. I might have to edit this. Throwing beer bottles out the door, hitting stop signs, going down the road, going to the next party. Thank God for the mercy of God.
Amen.
I couldn't have been here. Had the devil had his way, I wouldn't be here, and I'd be in hell with a price to pay. Eternal damnation, separation from God. But thank God for his mercy. It was by his mercy I didn't get taken out of this world. But then I had to, when that conviction of judgment, that conviction of sin hit me, I had to submit to it. And when I did, but it wasn't because everybody's telling me, you shouldn't be doing that, you shouldn't be doing that, doing that. And it was when somebody preached the word, I heard the word. I knew that Jesus loved me. This is what the Bible says. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And when I believed that, confess my sin, I was born again. And I was changed. I was different. Ask my wife. Amen. I was different. There's a difference between light and dark. Salt and pepper. There's a difference. Big difference. You can see it. Amen. You can see it, can't you, Terry? There's a difference when your brother goes on to be with Jesus and when someone dies and you don't know. There's a difference, ain't there? Yeah, there's sorrow, there's suffering, there's grief, but there's joy in that. I'm going to sing. I'm going to see him again one day, her again one day.
Amen.
But the sinner man doesn't have that. He doesn't have that hope. You're carrying it. I'm carrying it. We're carrying it. Amen. We're carrying it. Verse 12, Jesus said, I still have many things. Say many things.
Many things.
I got many things I need. My Lord, look at the clock. Jesus. So, I have many things still left to say. Can I say something? Are y'all comfortable? Stomach growling, tell it to shut up. Brenda, I need to turn the air down a little bit. You're fanning. You're cool. Y'all know me. I start picking people out. I see the. I got to quit looking at that body, but I embarrass people sometimes, don't I? Hey, if you're cold, tell me you're cold. If you're hot, Maldi and Boots, they'll tell me real quick. I ain't going to ask Booty how she's feeling. Hot or cold, Boots?
Fine.
She's fine. Praise God. See, that's where the Holy Ghost is trying to hit. Fine.
Fine like new wine.
Fine like new wine. Uh-oh. Terry, you had to get the song out. This is that.
Yes.
That new day, that new coat, that new wine put into a new body. You are a new creation. If you've received Jesus, you are different.
Yes.
You are different. Yes, amen. Prophet Job. Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them right now, not because there was a clock on the wall. He said, however, when he, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, one of his names is the Spirit of Truth. You have that Spirit on the inside of you. When he has come, he will guide. Say, guide. He will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. That doesn't make you a fortune teller. It makes you a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have the inside scoop. Amen? Not in that you don't. That doesn't mean you know things about people or you can pray and ask things about people. No, it means the Holy Ghost is there to show you things that's going to benefit you or can benefit others, but it's not for your benefit. It's for others. Amen? But also is there to protect you, to guide you, to help you. He's your helper. He's your comforter. And He will glorify, Jesus said, He will glorify me. Holy Ghost ain't going to be just in a service and somebody gets up and say, oh, the Holy Ghost is here to just worship the Holy Ghost. We've got to know we're worshiping Jesus. If somebody's saying the Holy Ghost is saying we've got to worship the Holy Ghost, that's not God. Because the Bible says, Jesus said He will worship, He will bring honor, He will glorify Jesus, the Holy Ghost will. Glorify Jesus, because see, it was the work that Jesus did on Calvary, not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was there to strengthen Jesus and to help Him, but Jesus had to commit and submit His own will to the Father's will. Amen. The Holy Ghost is not going to make you do anything, but He will guide you into all truth if you ask Him. Yes. If you ask Him. And He will declare, He will take of Jesus, He will glorify me, verse 14, for He will take of what is mine and declare it unto you. Verse 15, this is where we've been getting to. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said to you, He will take of mine and declare it to you. Or y'all want to hear the title at the conclusion? Because I think I'm about to the end of the message and hadn't told you what it's about yet. It's all about Him. All about Him. When I heard that verse, all things that the Father have in mind, therefore said I, I'll take a mine and show it to you. And then the Lord said, show and tell. He took me back. And then He took me back, but I'm like, Lord, I'm trying to remember what I showed and tell at school. That was back second, third grade. I didn't really have a lot to show because I was in such a bad home relationship. But I remember what some of my friends brought. Mike Hughes, Sherry would know him. His dad was in demolition. He was a demolition. He destroyed buildings. I'm talking about dynamite, blew things up. Mate, they were what we would call rich. They were the rich side. Lived on the lake, Lake Norman. His dad at one time, I might have to edit this. Mike, you'll probably be okay. Had barrels out there at the house because it was cold, and they were throwing money and burning money in the barrels. Money. I'm talking about real money. I'm not talking about Monopoly money. I'm talking about U.S. currency. Throw it, you know, fire starter. I'm like, Jesus, whoa. If I'd have been smart enough, I'd have, hey, give me some of that. I'll burn it later. Stick it in my pockets. I can do something with this. Get me some good old, not processed ham. I'll go get me a Hostess ham because Mama, she had the processed ham. Mama was living on a budget. Single mom. Strong mom. Didn't have much, but we had something. We had much. Didn't have much. But we had something, amen. She sacrificed, worked. But show and tell, I was like, Mike Hughes bought a boa constrictor. Snake. Big old boa constrictor, had it in a glass and brought a little innocent white mouse. So we got to watch the boa constrictor during show and tell, got to curl up around that old squeak and then took him in and pretty graphic there, ain't it? Yeah. You remember things like that, right? Mike Hughes, yeah, he brought the snake, brought that boa constrictor. You know, he was heading in, you know, taking around. They didn't bite you, but I was trying to remember. I still couldn't remember what I took and showed. I think I talked about my raccoon. I didn't bring a raccoon to school, but I had a pet raccoon at home. But you show and you would tell. But through this, through the Word, I'm like, man, through the Holy Ghost, He's there to reveal Jesus. Remember back? Well, the world needs to be shown by the church just who our Father God is. Show and tell. And we need to do something. And we need to do some showing and telling is what I meant to say. Well, Pastor, what if I don't have nothing to show? Yes, you do. Show it by faith. I mean, the Word shows you. Amen. I mean, you don't have to have a full manifestation of healing to tell God, tell people that Jesus is your healer. I mean, it's good. I mean, I've got testimonies I can tell you. But even if you're going through something, I said if you're going through something, go ahead and tell your testimony because you're going through it. Amen?
Amen?
If Jesus is your healer, and there's some names of God, one of them is Jehovah Rapha. He's my healer. I'm gonna brag on Daddy a little bit. One of his names is Rapha, Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rohi, Rohi, Rohi. Jehovah Sitkanu. Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. My provider. Jehovah Shalom. Perfect peace. Nothing missing, nothing broke, whole. This is, I'm telling you about my father, show and tell. Now, my earthly father, I'm not going to tell you about him today. I'm hoping and believe that he called on the name of Jesus because he wasn't a good earthly father. He wasn't a good, I wouldn't tell and show about Daddy. But this one, my father in heaven, I got a lot to tell. Amen?
Amen.
Ain't got time to tell it all today. Come hang out with us. 119 Hunter Green Lane, Mooresville. We'll give you some testimonies. But if you don't have a test, if you don't have nothing to show and tell, go to school. Go to the Bible school. Go to the school right here. Matthew 11:4. Kelsey, don't have to put all these on the board. I'm going to quickly hit some of these. Jesus answered and said unto him, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. John the Baptist had been put in prison for the witness that he had. Telling somebody the truth. Got him in jail. Actually got him beheaded. How did Jesus witness to him in prison? You would have thought, couldn't Jesus went and got him out of prison? That's between God and Jesus and the Holy Ghost. I could put in some of my theories, but it wouldn't be right unless the Holy Ghost told me. But Jesus undoubtedly didn't get him out of prison, but he did something for him. He brought sight to the blind. As they was asking about Jesus, telling him, hey, John's in prison, Jesus immediately looked at somebody who was blind and made them see. What he did, if you go back and read that, Jesus fulfilled the scripture that had been prophesied. And he said, no, now go tell John. See, John was wondering if he did the right thing. If I'm in prison because I talked about Jesus being the Messiah, John was beginning to doubt. See, when you're by yourself, you can doubt. You don't need to be by yourself. You need to surround yourself with people that believe the Word of God. Because John was starting to doubt. But then Jesus sent him the Word. He said, go tell John the blind see, the deaf hear. See, because he knew John, just like Michelle and Reed, they had just read that in the Word probably, was thinking about it, and then Jesus sent the Word, sent the messenger, and it brought joy in the midst of prison. Not joy because you're there, but joy because I don't care if I'm locked up, I'm free. Amen. I'm free. I prophesied the Messiah. He's not going to leave me here one day if they cut my head off. Far better. I'm going to Abraham's bosom. Jesus is going to come back and get me there one day, and then we're going to heaven. Amen. I mean, that's show and tell. You got to believe something before you'll tell something. John had something to say. Jesus showed him the Word. Luke 8:39, Jesus said, return to thy own house and show how great things God hath done unto thee. Show and tell. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus, not the pastor, Jesus had done unto him. The Holy Ghost manifested the healing, manifested this through the power. This is what happens in our life now. See, Jesus is no longer here, but the Holy Ghost is. And he's here to work through us, through the church, to make miracles that are going to be common and routine. We don't have to struggle for them. We got to believe for them and preach the Word, and the Holy Ghost is there to manifest, to confirm the Word with signs and wonders following. Following, signs and wonders are following the Word. If you're in the Word and preaching it, they're following you. We need to be expecting them to show up. Miracles show up. Healing show up. Come on. Y'all ain't nodding off on me out there, are you? I'm not going to hit all of these. I'm coming to a conclusion because you heard at the beginning most of what you needed to hear. Amen? Show and tell. Make your own delivery. Amen. Colossians 2:15, and having spoiled principalities and powers, Jesus made a show of them. Show and tell time, boys. I have defeated the devil. It wasn't time to be quiet. Jesus said he made a show of them openly, destroying them, shame them. You thought you defeated me. Look at me now, because God raised him from the dead. In other words, he got that glorified. Man, God raised him from the dead. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. Triumph. He had the victory over him. Amen. 1 Peter 2:9 says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness and into this marvelous light. You might say, well, I ain't got nothing to show people. Yeah, I used to be dead. Now I'm alive. That's a place to start right there. I didn't have hope, but now I have hope of the resurrection. That even though my body may lay down, my spirit is going to be right in the presence of the living God. Amen. He's got the whole world in His hand. I don't think I made a conclusion to my notes. Let me check. Let me peek. I got to say Revelation 4:1. After this, John said, I looked. Say, looked. And behold, a door was opened in heaven. We just saw that staircase. Who is the door? Jesus is the door. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet. And I like this. It was talking with me. Talking with me. Amen. It sounded like a trumpet, but it was talking. And it said, come up hither. That's just King James. Come up here, boys. I want to show you some things. I want to show you. And John says, I'm going to tell it. Amen. Amen. Jesus showed him something, and John said, I'm going to tell it. On the Isle of Patmos. Did I say that right? I think I spit it on somebody right there. On the Isle of Patmos. See, it don't matter if they put you on an island all by yourself. You still got something to say. Write it down, and God got it back. He got it in the Bible. So don't think you might not be doing a lot right now. Spend some time with the One who is alive forevermore. There's healing in His wings. Amen. Healing in His wings. He's not a bird. He's not an angel. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's the healer. He's God, the healer. His wings is His presence. Amen. And in His presence, the Bible says there's fullness of joy. Even though my body might not be feeling, I'm not looking at a feeling. I'm looking at Jesus. I'm like John said, he looked up and he heard. See, actually he heard and he turned. A voice of one of many waters. Many waters. Amen. You ever just been up in the mountains, been by water, and you hear the water? It's just peaceful. It's soothing. Now add Jesus Christ into that. See, water ain't got nothing to Jesus. But John just had to describe it. He had to tell it somehow as a voice of many waters. That's how John described him. Let you describe Jesus to somebody. How do you see Jesus? Amen. Don't look at me. Shut your eyes. I'm not Jesus. But you're hearing Jesus. What He's done for me. He put my marriage back together. He saved my family. All my kids. He's blessed me with vehicles and the money to even have tags on the vehicles. Because I worried about tags. Now I just got the maintenance on the vehicles. See, God, He's my Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Yes. But see, I'm not hiding that money away and drinking it and smoking it, smoking cigarettes. I used to smoke the wacky weed too. Hey, just be honest. That was darkness. I don't have to do that to get high now. I go to the Most High, Holy Ghost, that new wine. Don't have to drink George Bean, Jack Daniels, all that crazy. Lord Calvert, I got another Lord. See, I'm looking at bottles, but I'm looking at Jesus. He's the Lord. Now, I ain't got to look at Lord Calvert anymore. He'll give you a hangover. He'll make you get a DWI, DUI. Instead of being driving under the influence, why don't you be filled with the Spirit of God? Amen. Be under His influence. And you'll influence and you'll change the world. One person at a time. We're supposed as a church to take the Word of God to the world. Feed people on Sunderland Street. Sunderland Street? Yes, off of Union Street. Actually, it's Union Street. Close to Sunderland Street. FRR Ministries is feeding people. Changing lives. Amen? This church is a part of that. I actually spoke it by the Holy Ghost and really didn't remember it. But the Bible says He'll show you things to come and you'll just speak it. You'll declare it. And then you'll see it. She said, Pastor, you spoke this. I got to see it. I got to open it. I got to cut the ribbon. Put your hands up, Michelle. We're cutting a ribbon right now. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we loosen her right now. You said loose her and let her go free. So, Father, we just cut this sickness. We just cut this infirmity right now, Lord. In Jesus' name. Sherry, come up here. We just thank you, Father God, right now that Michelle is set free. We're going to make sure her lower back is in adjustment here. We just thank you, Father God, that, Lord, you are free, 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 free. Jesus has made you free. Sherry's just going to just check her. We learned this last couple weeks ago just by practical ministry. I don't think Michelle was here. Miss Tammy, would you help Sherry? Just check her. Sherry wasn't there that night, but she's got the Holy Ghost. But just check anything that needs to be ministry over here. Hey, stay in faith. This is going to be routine. You come into the doctor's office when you come to church. If you need healing, hey, it ain't going to cost you nothing. Hey? And you get to go tell it. See it. Show and tell. Amen. Michelle's going to get to tell. Mark's going to get to tell great things. God, Jesus, Jehovah Rapha has done not only Michelle's body and anybody that will believe. You need healing this morning, come to the front. You need anything for us to pray with you, just come down to the front. Cause the Holy Ghost, Jesus is here. Amen. His presence, His Spirit's here. Thank you, Lord.